The State of the Gulf will be examined in a documentary that will air on KLRU tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm Ian Crawford, KUT News with Carter Smith, the executive director of the Texas Park and Wildlife Department, one of the groups involved in producing the documentary. First, Mr. Smith, it has been a tough year for the Gulf of Mexico overall. What is the state of the Gulf?
Well, actually, we're learning more and more about the Gulf even as we speak. If there's one positive outcome that has come about as a function of the Deepwater Horizon spill, is that everybody's attention is focused and as a laser-like way on the Gulf. And so a huge body of science that's being undertaken right now and research and monitoring, this is going to go on for decades. We have elements of the Gulf that are doing very well. We know how resilient it truly is, but we're going to be learning a lot more about it, its biology and its diversity really as the years progress.
Now, you mentioned the Gulf does have a very diverse ecosystem, probably unlike any other in the ocean world. How is that system doing, especially in light of last year's Deepwater Horizon disaster?
Well, we're certainly continuing to monitor the impacts, and we will for a long time to come, because we truly don't know the long-term ramifications of the extensive use of the dispersants, of the dispersal of the oil, how it's going to affect reproductive stocks of fisheries, but also invertebrates that are so important to the future and vitality of the Gulf. We're seeing some good signs of recovery, and that's certainly encouraging, but really it's going to be years before we know the long-term ramifications of the impact of the spill.
And this, of course, goes on to a lot of the other marine life that people are familiar with, the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle creatures.
The Kemp's Ridley sea turtle is one of the flagship sea turtles in Texas. We have five sea turtles that nest on our beaches and spend time in our waters. Kemp's Ridley, the most endangered, but also the most impacted by the spill. So we're monitoring that very carefully.
How much did the BP oil disaster have to do with producing this documentary? Was the idea born before that or afterward?
Yeah, this is really the culmination of a 10-year water education effort that the department has been involved in. We started with a focus on aquifers and springs, and then lakes and rivers and streams and bays and estuaries, and now the Gulf. So our attention on the Gulf had already been largely focused here, and we had decided to produce this series before the accident. And so timely in that perspective, in that, again, everybody's attention is focused on the future of that body of water that truly is everybody's.
How much of the impact from that disaster is integrated into this documentary?
We certainly address it because, you know, one of the interesting components of the Gulf is not only is it so incredibly valuable from a fisheries and a biological diversity perspective, but you have very active industry in the Gulf. From fisheries, from oil and gas, to tourism, to shipping. And so that nexus between industry and the health of the Gulf is a very, very important part of this piece.
You've alluded to this a little bit, but I would like to ask directly, given all that's gone on over the past almost year, is the job of managing the Gulf's resources getting easier or harder?
I think it's getting more difficult. Just as we see pressures intensify, as we see them continue to grow, and also with a heightened awareness and expectation of the public that we're going to be doing more, I think the challenges have grown. We're also learning a lot more about new impacts and new threats to the Gulf, and so that we are constantly having to adapt and focus on those. So it's going to get harder before it's going to get easier, but I think the positive thing is we've got a lot of people and constituents and partners that really are focused on the future of it in very positive ways.
Carter Smith, Executive Director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Ian.
State of the Gulf airs on KLRU television tonight at 8. I'm Ian Crawford, KUT News.